Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. It's good to have you with us today as we continue celebrating extraordinary people who are doing great things to make our world a better place on our radio series. Close Up Radio Live is a division of Close Up Television and Radio. And we're excited to have a very special guest joining us here for the next 30 minutes, Jennifer Chapman of Just Commit Coaching, based in Indianapolis, Indiana. She's a certified mindset coach, and she established Just Commit Coaching in 2021. She helps men and women gain more clarity on who they are at their core and how to move forward with more passion and purpose in their lives on both a personal and professional level. As a certified Y coach, it's a powerful tool for people with an organization to establish each individual's internal motivation. She says this is to understand why people do what they do and to establish better communication and a better sense of self-awareness. The Y Institute established the 9 Y characteristics that Jennifer focuses on. They include the following: to contribute to a greater cause, to create relationships based on trust, to make sense out of things, to find a better way and share it, to do things the right way, to think different and challenge the status quo, to seek mastery, to create clarity, and to simplify. In addition, she does personal and business coaching. She also offers speaking engagements on a variety of topics as well. Her story is her superpower. Back at 11 years of age, she had lost her mom, who was age 34 at the time. She suffered a stroke at age 34, the same age when her mom passed away. You know, it's a notable accomplishment along the way to have an opportunity realize that she was a finalist for Impact Women of the Year for the American Heart Association, and that was in 2021, which is a beautiful thing. One avenue that Jennifer seeks to expand in is having the opportunity to really do the speaking engagements, to engage with people more through various mediums and platforms, which is terrific. It's my pleasure to welcome her here on the show, Jennifer Chapman, joining us live and direct from Indianapolis. She's from Just Commit Coaching. Jennifer, welcome to Close Up Radio Live, the series. It's great to have you with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I am, too. I like to dive right in, and before we get into the nuts and bolts of what our guests do, I'm a big why person as well and like to feel the why. What are some of the things that pointed you in the direction of doing the work that you do in terms of your own why, your own journey? What was it about this kind of work, coaching, early on that inspired you to want to
Can you hear me?
Yep, we are there. Yep.
Okay, you cut out for a second. Yeah, it's personal to me because when I was in my corporate sales career a few years back, I loved how my sales leader would go around the table of our team every few months and ask us, "Do you know why you get out of bed every day?" And then I didn't have an answer. I didn't have a great answer. Mine was very much externally motivated, which there's nothing wrong with that, right? I was very driven by the accolades and awards and money and all of those things. And I wanted a deeper why. I just couldn't put words to it. And then, you know, suffering a life-changing stroke in 2017 and doing the deep inner work as part of my recovery and working with my own coach to tap into that, I was able to define why this happened for me. And then a couple years ago to meet the founders of the Y Institute and for them to have created a tool that helps people put words and language to their why has been a game changer. think, and it just brings, you know, more clarity to people. It helps communication amongst team members to really be able to talk why to why, because your why is going to be different than everybody else's. So really helping, bring some words to it, and this tool has really helped do that.
That's terrific. That's, again, a good way to set the tone for the conversation. People understand the why of what you do. Let's talk about some of the services that you offer at Just Commit Coaching, things like the individual personal coaching, business coaching, speaking, things of that nature. Maybe you can break it out for us.
Yeah, so my one-to-one coaching is usually at least 6 months, 6 months to 12 months programming. I've worked mostly with women up to this point, and those women have reached out to me. Those ideal clients are those women that are respective, you know, executives within their industry, and they've climbed the ladder, if you will. They are financially doing fine. They're really good at what they do, and I continuously hear over and over, yet I'm not fulfilled. Something's missing. Is this all I'm supposed to be doing, you know, until my next chapter of my life? And I really help support them in getting clear on, you know, what lights them up? What are they passionate about? And it really starts with self, Jim. It starts with, you know, my framework of self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-alignment. And I think a lot of people over these last 4 years have been jolted, right, in every which way, and have become out of alignment with who they are and what their core values are. And so a lot of that work is establishing what are your core values. Those are what's going to guide your decisions, and maybe why you're making decisions now that don't feel right to you. It's because you've said yes to something or someone that isn't true to you and what you want to do. And so it's really kind of helping them tap back into their confidence and belief in who they are and not tying it to what they do.
How can others find the why in their personal lives and in business? That's some really good practical advice for our listeners.
You know, I think what I know to be true is that there's stories along the way in each person's life that are going to help navigate you to find that answer. And I think, you know, so many of us have been taught that those potential life-changing experiences or events, you're kind of just told to, like, move on, push some things down, and not allowed to explore, like, what are those things that have really shaped you? And, you know, we're, again, taught that it's all external, and it's so much deeper than that. And I think people have to go where they didn't know they had to go to tap into their deeper why. I really do.
It's very important. Yeah. I like that, the deeper why, which is important. I mentioned instead of nine lives, which could probably, you know, help us have our nine lives if we figure out the nine whys that you have so succinctly laid out for us. Remind us of what the nine whys are, and maybe you can summarize each of them for our listeners.
Yeah, so again, this was founded, the Why Institute was founded a number of years ago by Dr. Gary Sanchez. And, you know, just a little bit of background there is he's a dentist by trade. And several years ago, he kind of lost his way and lost his why and kind of forgot why he was doing what he was doing, and knew somebody who knew Simon Sinek. And Simon Sinek, of course, is the author of a couple of those books that people know have heard of potentially of Start With Why and Know Your Why. And so he was able to be coached by Simon and was able to tap back into why he does what he does and help his team do that. And then his business thrived. And since then, again, he's created the Why Institute, and there's about 300 of us certified around the country right now to help put words and language to what internally motivates you. Again, it's a 10-minute discovery that you take, and it's about 30 questions, and it's amazing how spot on these results are. And so the nine whys, just briefly run down, One of the whys is you believe success happens when you're able to contribute to a greater cause, to make a difference and to add value, make an impact. That is my why. That is what internally motivates me. There's also number two, you believe success happens when relationships are based on trust. That's when you know you're able to move forward. And again, when you don't feel like you can trust something or someone, that's when you don't move forward as well. So it's important to kind of pay attention to that, right? Like if I don't feel like I'm going to be able to make a big enough, add value or an impact, I'm not going to move forward. Another why is to make sense out of things. These people come to you because you're able to make sense out of complex or difficult problems. Another why is to find a better way and share it. And so our founder at the Y Institute, that is his why. And so we always know at the Y Institute, he's always finding a better way to move this business and this company forward. Another why is to do things the right way. So you believe success happens when things are done, you know, the right way, following systems and process and procedures. You want someone with the why of right way to be on your team because you know they're going to get things done for you and with you. Another why is to think you believe success happens when you're able to think differently and challenge the status quo. If you didn't know this about someone, you're going to potentially just see them as coming off as, you know, maybe combative, or they're going to disagree with you always, when really, once you're able to know, no, they just believe success happens when they're able to think outside the box, then it kind of takes the personal out of it. So that's a powerful one. Another why is to seek mastery. So these people believe success happens when they're able to seek deep amounts of information, find the nuances. The researchers, right? You're going to find out all the way how you just go very, very deep before you're able to make that commitment. And then your next why is to create clarity. You're able to move forward when things are clear and easy to understand. And then the last one is simplify. So you believe success happens when things are broken down to its simplest form.
And then the challenges that you faced, of course, when your mom passed away and you even had your stroke and all of this at the same age point of number 34. And I think you're being so real and authentic and open about sharing the story, even though not easy, is not only therapeutic and cathartic for you, but also very inspiring and empowering for others who hear the story, who might also have been dealing with something very similar in their lives.
Oh, 100%. Every time I share bits and pieces of my story with a group of people or a certain audience, I have multiple people that come up to me afterwards and are able to relate in some sort of way. And they maybe just haven't felt like they have expressed it before, you know, or felt like they were alone in what they were going through before when it comes to, you know, the hardships and grief and loss. And as tough as those topics are, the thing is, it's universal. No one's getting out of here without having already experienced some sort of loss in the process of grief in their life. So my mission is to normalize that and you know, more of a professional setting and feeling more comfortable to express what we're all going through, because none of it's easy, but you're also not alone in doing it.
That's so important to remember that, right? That you're not alone in doing it. That's really incredible. And how did you get through it all?
How did I get through it all? I first and foremost have amazing supportive family. I have a terrific husband who's been with me throughout this whole thing, and amazing family. I mean, my family's been close this entire time, you know. We all experienced tragic loss when I was young, whether they lost a spouse or a sister or a daughter. It was quite the traumatic event when I was a kid. So my family's extremely close. And, you know, for me, it was about a year after my stroke, it was reaching out to someone that I felt like I needed more, and I was willing to find more help. And I think that's sometimes what I hear from people is they they're scared to ask for help. And, you know, I just encourage you, like everybody's going through something and everybody needs somebody. And reaching out to a life coach for me was that somebody that I didn't know I needed. That was this non-judgmental, unbiased person to hold space for me to process.
That's having that space to be able to process is so important.
Yeah.
We all need that, and it helps you sort of get over each of these challenges. And sometimes we never know how we're going to react as well. You know, in conjunction with your speaking, you also discuss embracing your inner mm-hmm. warrior. And the inner warrior, that is something I think that you had to tap into and even getting through those challenges we just mentioned. How did you come up with that, and how can others embrace it as well?
Yeah, this is my favorite question. So I came up with it a couple of years ago when I was creating my business, and I've had conversations with people all over the country and all over the world, and I was sharing my story and my message, and you know, people don't know what they don't know sometimes, and as they were learning my story, they would call me a stroke victim, and that's a trigger word for me, truthfully, because I would only be a victim if it took my life, and yet I could have also adapted a victim mentality, right, with regards to having my stroke and it really having more power and control over me than I wanted it to. And that's what I see people who are stroke survivors, or any survivor for that matter, take on that victim mentality. And you'll hear people say things like, you know, why me? I want to go back to the way I was before this happened. And it's like, until you realize that's never going to happen, you're going to stay right where you are. And that's a choice. And I just chose differently and chose to kind of take control of what I could control and came up with this, what I call warrior mentality. And embracing your inner warrior, truthfully, Jim, is really the work that I've done and the work I share with my clients is tapping back into who that inner child of yours, that younger self, that person you were before you knew anything and before you were influenced by anyone. It's your purest self. And when you can tap back into him or her, you know, that's where you can kind of light that fire inside of you and start to explore, he or she's still in there. And what do they look like? They're ready to come out. That inner warrior in you is ready to come out and shine.
That's great. That's really, really terrific to hear and so important. And podcast, tell us about that as well.
Yeah, so as we all know, podcasting is the number one way people listen to audio these days. And I've done a lot of podcast guesting over the last couple of years, and I have a good friend of mine here in Indianapolis that has built a pretty incredible company over the last few years called People Forward Network. And we do a lot of external podcasting with thought leaders and really helping support, building better cultures and how do we keep our people engaged and retained at the workplace. And so bringing on people that have that type of culture already and sharing their stories of success. And so I'm helping support her team a little bit, and really we're looking to create those companies that are ready to create an internal podcast. You know, especially if you've got people that are working all over the country, here's a form of communication that we want to offer that shares our origin story, why we do what we do, right? Where did we come from and why we do what we do? Let's share customer success stories. Let's share employee success stories and why they love to work for this company. So we're really looking to create a ripple effect out there. As we know, there's so many challenges right now with, you know, companies trying to find ways to kind of rebuild and lean into the change that has occurred over these last 4 years since the pandemic.
What makes from your perspective, if you really step back and look at it, what would you say is a successful coaching assignment?
Mm. Great question. It's when I am able to witness a client or someone in a room that I'm doing a workshop for when they have their aha moment. Like I can feel that inside them. Something is invoked inside them. And maybe they've been keeping it in for so long and they have this epiphany, you know, and are able to either find acceptance in something, which is powerful, where they're able to kind of shift from what was working that's no longer working for them anymore and are ready to kind of upgrade or up-level their own way of thinking. And it's when they take, you know, when they're able to say, yeah, I'm back in my power. I'm ready to sit in the driver's seat of my own car, my own life.
Take their life back, right? Yeah, and reignite the spark that may have been flickering due to self-limiting beliefs and other things that we deal with in our lives. And again, the speaking engagements too, and sort of the aha moment that you're talking about. That's pretty cool stuff. Maybe you can share some success stories with us.
Yeah, are you saying from speaking engagements?
Actually, from anything, any of your work.
You know, like an instance that stands out to me when I spoke to a group of women not long ago, this woman came up to me, and I love, by the way, in person for me, being in person with an audience is so powerful. I mean, virtual is obviously what we've leaned on the last couple of years. But to be able to be back in person with people makes a huge difference. And so I shared my message, and a lady came up to me afterwards, and she's like, I don't know if this is a compliment to you or not, but I haven't cried in years, and I cried throughout your entire speech. And it was a massive compliment to me because she felt safe enough, you know, to express what she has been holding in so long. And what I know to be true, Jim, is that our bodies are keeping score always. They are paying attention to every single thing that we've been through our entire lives. And we've just been trained to not listen until we have to be reactive instead of proactive. And so that's a message to share with your audience today too, is what is your body telling you? Is it telling you something and you've just tried to push it down and think that it's going to go away? And I can promise you it's not going to. It might for today or temporarily, but it will come back louder if you're not ready to address it today.
Sort of builds up, right? Stays in there and it's built up. And then every once in a while, boom, it comes out when you least expect it to or want it to.
Right. It's so true.
Yeah, that's why it's good to keep it, you know, and check and deal with it as it comes along. Do you have another success story to share?
I love to ask the question in groups. When I ask the question, who are you? What comes to mind? And a lot of times, both women, men and women, right, they'll immediately go to the roles that they play. Well, I'm this, whatever. I'm VP of this company. I'm a mom. I'm a daughter. You know, all the roles. And it's like, those are what you do. Those are the roles you play. And so when I'm actually able to ask them, who are you? That evokes emotion in them too, because they have not for a very long time acknowledged themselves for who they are, right? I'm kind. I'm creative. I'm funny. I'm a compassionate person. I'm a person of service, right? It's really paying attention to the gifts that you have and really being proud of yourself for those gifts. And so many women struggle to really acknowledge themselves for that.
What do you think that is?
It's the way we were taught, I believe. It comes from somewhere. And I just think so much of what we learned has come from when we were kids, from 7, 8, 9, 10, we were influenced by our moms and dads and family and school and all these things. And so we were just, they are hardwired and just deeply rooted within us. And it now is the opportunity that people are starting to kind of wake up to the that things can be different and that we are not what we do, and that the power of slowing down. And that, I think that's a whole nother topic is this, you know, when you want to speed up, slow down. And when we did have the opportunity to slow down the last couple of years, not everyone was comfortable with that. Some people are scared to slow all the way down and to simply be, to take care of ourselves. So that therefore we can take care of everyone else around us, slowing down.
Putting the oxygen mask on you before you jump to the aid of the world, that's, right?
That's right. I think those are old beliefs too, right? Especially
yeah.
for women. And, you know, taking care of everybody else. And it's like, how is that serving you? You are leaving nothing left for you at all. And I see it all the time.
Yeah, you got to have, make sure you're taken care of, because if you don't have the oxygen, how are you going to give oxygen to other people along the way as well?
Right.
When you're working with somebody for the first time, what is that like? Is there an assessment? Is there a prerequisites, certain process you go through when you're working with the clients?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I'll do an assessment. I'll either have them take the Y, or there's another really powerful assessment out there called the Enneagram, and that helps kind of establish what are your strengths. And sometimes some people, you know, they know they're able to state that, but it's how to lean into more of what you're really good at and what your strengths really are. And but mostly, you know, it's just asking a couple of empowering questions to kind of establish where do you want to be, and ultimately, let's say in 6 months, not only where do you want to be, how do you want to feel? And sometimes that evokes emotion too, because they don't believe that it can be possible, or maybe because they haven't felt it in so long. So really it's good. And then it's establishing, okay, where are you now? What has gotten you here? And kind of, can I help support you in bridging that gap to getting to where you want to be and how you want to feel? And maybe it's borrowing my belief in them, because a lot of women, you know, come to me with this lack of confidence in themselves and lack of passion. So it's helping tap back into that and establish, you know, asking them what is your zone of genius? Not only what are you good at, what do you love to do? And can we something there that's going to, again, reignite you, you know, light that fire inside of you. So it's just asking some powerful questions that first session and really kind of establish where are you and where do you want to be?
I want to let folks know, too, they can go to justcommitcoaching.com. That's justcommitcoaching.com to connect with Jennifer Chapman, certified mindset coach at Just Commit Coaching. This was really a great conversation, Jennifer. Appreciate you being so open and real and inspiring with our listeners here on Close Up Radio Live, and wish you continued success, and hopefully we'll get a chance to expand some more, perhaps maybe hear some more success stories too, and things of that nature. But this was a pleasure, and hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Jennifer.
I very much did. Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate you.
You are very, very welcome. Again, continued success in inspiring and empowering others, which I know runs through your why. This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time till next time, right here on Close Up Radio Live, inviting you on. Also, stay tuned. I'll be back in just a few minutes with another extraordinary guest, celebrated from around the world here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.